That's probably a good enough way to sum it up, yeah. Hardship, yeah.
Yeah, yourself and Ronan O'Farrell took on a challenge of 26 peaks, the highest peaks in Ireland, and you did it as fast as you could.
Yeah.
First of all, let's identify, did you break the record?
We did indeed, yeah. So, we kind of had the record in mind, but I suppose we just wanted to make sure we completed the challenge first, because it's a big ask, and... we finished last night in Mount Errigal, having started on Thursday morning in County Mayo. So it was an interesting way to see the country.
It was. Did you see much of it?
Seen kind of every mountain, every highest point in every county. So, we started in Wheelray, down in Mayo, and we worked our way down the west coast and back up then through Dublin and the Midlands, and finished yesterday with all Ulster peaks. So, yeah, it was a long couple of days and nights, you know. So we did it non-stop. I think probably got about 3 to 4 hours sleep over the 60-plus hours. So, yeah, it was quite demanding.
So what was the final time?
60 hours, 35 minutes was the time we finished on. So,
so you broke the record by over 27 hours?
Yeah, very not, yeah. So, the record was previously set by some local lads here as well. They were one of the first ones to do it, so we had the benefit of knowing, you know, from their route and you know, different aspects of what they did. So we had a very good crew put together, you know, from Team Donegal Oil. Arthur McMahon put together a team there. So we had great drivers for the Ice Road Trucker guys were there. So really the logistics were just bang on. They dropped me in London at the base of every mountain, and we just had to get up and down as fast as we could, you know. So it's tough going, but we enjoyed it.
That was a point you made at the beginning there that very important. You know, how fast would you try and get up those mountains? Because you had 26 to do, at a bit like a marathon, I suppose. You had to make sure that you finished, and
yeah.
You had to save a little bit, I'm sure, along the way.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we knew it was going to be a long ask, basically a long race for us. We didn't want to go out too hard at the start because, you know, come the second night, you could be just on the floor. So I suppose our aim was to hike up and run down. So we figured if we did that, we would definitely take time out of anybody that previously done it, you know. And I suppose on average, the bigger mountains were taking us anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. Like the Carn Toohill, just over 2 hours. The big one, Galtee Moor and Limerick and Tipperary, was just over 2 hours. And then we had some very short ones in the Midlands, which were literally 15 minutes, just straight up and straight down. So it was tough going. I mean, we went through a bad patch yesterday morning. Both of us were pretty sick. You know, we just couldn't really keep food down and stuff. And we just kind of came good then, you know, knowing we only had 3 or 4 mountains to go. So thankfully we've seen it out.
Why? What was the problem when you got sick? What caused that?
Just pure sleep deprivation, really. Your body's just all over the place. And I suppose you're trying to eat what you can, but your body's also... kind of, it doesn't know what to do because you're going throughout the night and you're trying to eat and trying to stay on top of things, but it's just not natural, I suppose. But thankfully it worked out for the best.
Was there any period where you were being driven that allowed you to sleep for a considerable period of time?
Yeah, well, the longest race happened on the first day, which probably wasn't ideal because we weren't tired then. So we tried to include some of the tougher climbs for during the day, and we left the easier climbs at night. So it just meant for navigation, it was easier for us. Now, we did manage to sleep the small bits that we had for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes here and there. But as you know, in a van, it's quite hard to get comfortable and to get a solid kind of half an hour sleep. But that's part of it. And I suppose to set a fast time, you had to do it that way.
Did you have backup facilities like massage and so on?
No, we didn't. We had contacts throughout the country should we needed them. But we just kind of looked after our own bodies, you know.
And it was all in a good cause. Tell us about it.
Yeah, for sure. We raised for two charities. So I had selected Crumlin's Children's Hospital. So at the moment it's around €5,000. So really delighted with that. I mean, I had a target of just over two. And just very grateful for everybody that donated. You know, it's been amazing. And I suppose that was just a great push for myself and Ronan too. His selected charity was the Lakeview School in Galway. and works with kids with disabilities and special needs. So, I mean, both very good charities, and look, myself and London enjoy doing these challenges, and we thought this time, why not do it for a good cause as well? And, you know, I suppose it helped create a bit of publicity and raise some money for, you know, for both charities.
And how can people contribute at this point in time to those charities?
Yeah, they're both online charities. So if you just look up the Team Donegal Oil Facebook page, the links are on that page. They're still live. So, yeah, more donations will be welcome. And, you know, just to say again, thanks very much to everybody for helping out, and especially to Donegal Oil. I mean, they took it on. They sponsored the event. And, you know, Arthur's backing was just immense, you know. So very grateful for everybody.
Well, Sean, you've been involved in a good number of tough events recently. Is there another one in the pipeline?
Not for a while, no. I'm going to give myself a bit of a rest and just spend a bit of time about the house for a change. But no, next big thing isn't until the end of August. I'm racing in France in a trail race. So I'll just give myself a few weeks recovery, and then I'll build up during the summer towards it. So that's the next thing on the plan, yeah.
And are you involved in organising that cycle that you had on last year?
Yeah, so the second running of the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra is taking place now at the end of June. So, yeah, that's going to be busy. I have a lot of organising to do for that. So we have a massive entry this year, and really looking forward to it. We've people from all over the country and abroad coming to do it. So we are really excited to make a good job of that again this year. Last year was a great success. Our numbers are much bigger this year, so we'll just be looking to show off the county again and all its glory as we did last year.
And in relation to your sleep last night, how did you sleep?
I was pretty much dead for the world, yeah. It's funny, you know, after a lot of events, I find it hard to sleep just because your heartbeat's high and, you know, you're still going. But not last night, I had no problem. I didn't need any rocking, that's for sure. But still, just quite fatigued. The body's actually not too sore. But, yeah, really fatigued. So I'll be looking forward to a few early nights.
And will you be reporting for duty in the morning?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I had 2 weeks off there, so I can't complain. So back at it tomorrow, I'm afraid.
So mentally, you'll be ready for action?
I'll be on my toes again, back in for the students at BTC tomorrow, yeah.